Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
630 CHED and the Edmonton Oilers Hockey Club present the show that is everything Oilers. Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer.
Brought to you by Digitex. Managed print services to keep your printing costs down?
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca.
On Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is, what time is it anyways? It's 106 in Edmonton. Bob Stauffer joining you at Rogers Place. Big-time team in tonight, the Florida Panthers. And in this hour, we'll hear from Panthers general manager Bill Zito, who at one time was business partners with Marcus Lehto, who is the agent of the Edmonton Oilers' Jesse Puljujärvi. And Kevin Weeks, in mere moments, will join us in the River Cree Resort and Casino Hotline. But not before I tell you that Oilers Now, as always, is brought to you by Digitex, digitex.ca, Hugh Porter and the gang, Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office technology and software, and Japanese Village, open to serve you at any one of their five Edmonton and area locations featuring Japanese A5 Wagyu. Visit jvedmonton.ca. Without further ado, we'll head off to the River Cree Resort and Casino Hotline. And for our friends at Canadian Power Pack, Alberta's leader in electrical prefabrication and solar, we welcome back to the show longtime NHL goaltender, current analyst for both ESPN and the NHL Network, and soon to be a president of an NHL club near you and me. We welcome back Kevin Weeks. Hello, Kevin. How are you doing?
I'm great, Stoff. How are you, buddy?
Good. You like how we always work in that future management role?
You are an absolute ace at what you do, so I'm not surprised, but always appreciate all the kind words, man. Thank you. You know that. Thank you so much.
Well, you know what? One of these days, somebody's going to figure out, geez, he gets some occasionally right on guys out of the WHL. Why is that? Well, I'll explain
exactly.
It one of these days. It's not because of my sheer ability to watch. You know, it's a great place to start. We'll get to it a little bit later on, because we do have Bill Zito coming up. And you know those Southeast markets pretty well, Kevin, from your playing days. It hasn't always been the easiest place. They had obviously the one Stanley Cup run way back in, you know, the mid 1990s with Doug McLean. But tell me this: Florida's 21-3 at home this year. They're 26-8-5 overall. Are we watching tonight one of the elite teams in the NHL, in your opinion?
Yeah, no question. The Panthers are very much a Stanley Cup contender. They've narrowed the gap between Tampa and them and Carolina, really. I think it's those three Southeastern teams that are wagons, all three of them for different reasons. For the Panthers, of those three teams, they probably are the team that has the same level skill, but also a little more jam, a little more edge, a little more bite to their game. And they have that finishing ability, the ability to come back off the mat when they're seemingly down for the three count, and to be able to come back and to win games, quite frankly. You know, they have more third period comebacks than most clubs, if not any team in the league. They're never out of games. You know, my former teammate, Andrew Burnett, who played in the league a long time, and we played together in junior my first 2 years in Owen Sound in the OHL, he's done a really nice job coming in for Coach Quenneville, who is the second winningest coach all time. So as you're watching this team tonight, this Panthers team, they play with pace. They play with skill. Jonathan Huberdeau is the most underrated star player in the National Hockey League. It shouldn't be that because he is a star. Everybody talks about Barkov and Ekblad. But Sam Bennett, who left Calgary, and I thought he was going to be a nice piece, he's really flourished out there too, as has Duclair. So they've got a really complete club. I really like their team.
Bennett with 22 goals, 39 points in 40 games in Florida. Duclair, this just floored me. 26 goals, 62 points in 74 games, plus 54. Plus 50.
League best.
It's over the course of the last two seasons. So a couple guys, you know, Duclair obviously was good the 1 year when he played on the line with Hansel and Max Domi in Arizona. Then it went a little bit sideways. And Bennett I always thought he played great against the Oilers, except he was minus 12 in 27 career games against Edmonton. But you noticed him because of his physicality. You know, but let me ask you, is there, when you play in those markets, It's like here, it's all Oilers all the time, which means when it's going good, it's good. And when a team goes 2-10-2, it ain't that good.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
And
no question.
When you're in Carolina or when you're in Florida and you're struggling, is it the same as if you're in a I mean, you're at the Rangers. Like, is it the same there as it was down in those Sun Belt markets?
No, Rangers is different. You know, you've got original six heritage, 100-plus years or whatever it is with the Rangers. I just had the Garden last night. With the Rangers, it's different for sure. Original six team, New York, sports, and everything else. But it's 24-7 pumping all the time. Of course, in the southeastern markets, it's not for as many sports and teams and leisure and recreational activities that they have, among other things. It's not 24-7 all the time. It's not always pumping the same way. But one thing I will say is, in a sense, it's refreshing, and I've played in both. And it's refreshing. Both are unique and good in their own ways. So those southeastern markets, they're really good. They're fun places to play. Your body feels good every day because of, you know, the weather. You feel energized. You're getting vitamin D every day. They're great places to live and as well play/work, which I think is awesome. And then in a place here like New York where it's 24-7 and that energy is going all the time, you can't hide here. You can't underperform here. But more to the southeastern markets, I think the big part of it that is almost an advantage, if once you get the right players in there that can kind of govern themselves. And if you see the room in Carolina, if you see the room now in Florida, you get a sense of their team tonight. And then the same thing, obviously, in Tampa is there's so much character in those rooms that those guys just aren't there slathering on SPF and playing golf. Like they're pros. They want to be good teams. They're committed to the game. They're committed to their club. You know, they're aspiring to win cups. And here's one thing and you made this point earlier, Stoff, those teams have been to a combined they've been to a combined 7 Stanley Cups.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy. You know what I mean? Like, Carolina's been to 2. Tampa's been to 4. And of course, the Panthers went to 1. Yeah. Yeah. So it's pretty impressive.
Well, they used to call it the South Least at one point. And
I played in that. I remember that.
Right.
So true.
It's not like that right now. Those three teams are an absolute, you know what? The Oilers are going to go there. And ironically, Edmonton has, I mean, when Connor McDavid was out during the 1920 season, Kevin, Edmonton had back-to-back games in Florida, beat the Panthers 4-1, and Florida was right there, easily could have won the game. And then we ended up in a situation where Edmonton went into Carolina, and boom. You know, found a way to win a game in overtime that they had no business winning. And that was happening. And the thing is, Mike Smith and Mikko Koskinen were alternating. Last year, of course, Mike Smith was tremendous. And Sergei Bobrovsky had a tough season. And Spencer Knight was a story. Well, Bob is back. He's at 920.
Bob is back.
He's played great.
Oh,
19-3-3, a career 9-17. Maybe Scott Housen's best trade ever in Columbus, pulling him out of the Flyers organization all those years earlier. And Edmonton's,
absolutely.
And the Oilers have 3 goalies right now that are below .892 save percentage over the course of the last 14 games. So it's too simple to just blame the goalies. The Oilers, Darnell Nurse talked about, you know, better defensive structure. Dave Tippett's talked about better penalty killing. It all comes together. How much weight do you think a guy like Mikko of expectation do you think Mikko Koskinen has with Stuart Skinner being in COVID protocol and Mike Smith being out right now with the thumb tendon issue?
There's a ton of weight. There is, but this is, you know, it's a great opportunity for him too, right? Like, there's a ton of weight because the expectations there at Edmonton, the fact that you have 2 league MVPs on your team, you have I believe, in a true number one and a stud defenseman in Darnell that can play all situations. And quite frankly, you're playing in Alberta where everybody lives and breathes the game in their own way. So I think there's a ton of weight, no question. But that also affords a really big opportunity for him. And who knows, maybe this is the best opportunity that he's going to get perhaps this season. And if he can grab a hold of it and start kicking at a level that he's capable of, not only does it swing the team back to where they should be, but at the same time, it helps to propel him and help his career as he goes forward. So you mentioned that Stuart Skinner being in the protocol. And I mean, you look at where the Oil is now in the standing stuff. The only thing that's helping the Oil right now is the fact that they've got five games in hand, right? Yep. But you got to win those games.
Yep.
You got to win those games. Like, you know, Vegas, and in fact, in Anaheim, they got seven games in hand. So you got to win those games. Those teams are out ahead of them in the Pacific now that the Oil have tumbled. But you got to win those games in hand. And with that, the opportunity's there. But I don't know, man. As I said, and we've talked about this, I'd be scouring the trade market right now. Can you get on the phone with Chicago? Does the Flower want to go to Edmonton? Does he want to go to Colorado? Does he just want to stay in Chicago?
Right.
I mean, that's really the main thing. And if you're looking at something else to explore, are you looking at Allmark? Would Boston entertain trading Allmark, even though they just signed him to this deal? Or can you pluck Jeremy Swayman out of there, who was College Hockey Goalie of the Year, Mike Richter Award winner at University of Maine only 2 years ago? And then he came to the AHL and he sizzled the AHL for Providence. And then he's been really good at the NHL level. Like, look at his numbers as a young goalie. I know he only has 20-plus starts, but I've been a big booster at Jeremy Swayman since he was at college at University of Maine, and he's playing the exact same way at the pro level right now. So maybe that's a guy that you can pluck that's more of a now-slash-longer-term solution that has youth on his side that kind of mirrors that of Connor, Leon, and Darnell.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that. I was on with the NHL Network with Steve Koulias and Martin Biron. He brought up Swayman as well. You mentioned Allmark, $5 million a year on a four-year deal with Tuukka back in there, so they can send Swayman down because they drafted him in 2017.
The waivers.
Yeah. He doesn't have to clear. He is from the same draft year as Stuart Skinner. And if you look at Skinner's American League numbers, you know, this year they've been pretty good. Swayman had an unbelievable goal. He was 945 last year in 10 appearances in the NHL and 933 in 9 appearances in the American League. That's an interesting one. Allmark, I've always liked Allmark. I thought he was one of the few shining lights. What about Ville Husso? Any thoughts on him out of St. Louis?
I like Husso, too, out of St. Louis. I do. I like Husso's game. He's a bigger goalie than you'd kind of recognize him looking at him, but he's got more size. He's not a physically imposing goalie, but he does have more size than one would think at first glance. Also, he's a very talented, technical, finished goalie, but he can move. He's still athletic. I really like his game. I like Ville Husso's game. I think he continues. It's been a long road for him because, if you remember, he was supposed to be the next guy, and then my man Binner, Jordan Binnington, had other ideas and literally rose from the fifth goalie in their depth chart. But I like Ville Husso, too. I think he'd be a nice piece. Ville Husso comes in at a team-friendly number as well, and he's still relatively young in his mid-20s. So any one of those guys, but to me it starts with the Flower, and then you have to kind of see. Here's Marty Brown, my good buddy Marty Brown. You were just saying you guys were on together. Well, I agree with Marty because once Tuukka was looming around stuff, once he was lurking around the barn and lurking, you know, you see him there, and it's no arrows at Tuukka. I know him real well, but once he was looming and practicing and wearing the team jersey, it was clear that he was coming back with the Bruins. And by the way, like, anybody could have signed him, but he was very adamant about the fact that he only wanted to play in Boston.
Right.
In fact, I think Tuukka would have been an unreal solution for the Oil, to be real. Like,
but he was
there.
He wasn't, and that was an option. I'm gonna spin this. Kevin Weeks joining us for Canadian Power Pack, of course, longtime NHL goaltender, ESPN and NHL Network analyst. We talked on yesterday's show a bit about Carey Price. And we all know the situation. Yeah. He's basically back to ground zero in terms of rehabbing. Kent Hughes is the new general manager in concert, obviously. We're not quite sure as to actually how it's all going to work, given that Jeff Gorton from the NHL Network is in formerly the NHL Network's there in Montreal as well. Mm-hmm. They're going to work in concert together. What do you think, theoretically, if the Canadians were to eat half, this is an off-season trade.
You nailed it.
I asked Lawton this yesterday, Brian Lawton this yesterday.
You nailed it.
What do you think the return would be in order if the Canadians ate half of the final 4 years on Carey Price? What would the return need to be? And if you were Edmonton, could you afford, given some of the injury challenges you've had with Mike Smith the last 2 years, to even go down that path with Carey Price? And we're talking about an off-season trade.
This is where access to great information and factual, objective information is so critical. And you really have to do a deep dive with Carey Price's agent. I think that's Jerry Johansson, not mistaken. You got to do a real deep dive on his medical. You have to get a real good handle on where Carey Price's mindset is. And by the way, I'm just starting with Montreal as the Canadian. That's what I would be doing. And ensuring that, you know, he's healthy, he feels emotionally, psychologically healthy. He took some time to go into the player assistance program, as we know, where that is, where the knee is structurally, where the knee is medically. Guys, I mean, if I'm Montreal, I'm exploring that stuff, and that's why I said you nailed it. I'm exploring that at eating 50, retaining 50%. What does a buyer look like? What can you get? I definitely think if you're retaining 50%, it should be able to net you a first and a piece.
I agree.
It should net you a first and a piece. It's Carey Price. And if Carey Price is motivated to play and you know, he's healthy enough to play and he wants to compete, like, I can't really speak for Pricer as much as I know him, but here's what I do know. Pricer's from out west. He's a BC boy, Anaheim Lake, BC. He played in the Dub in Tri-Cities. His wife is from Washington State because he played there in Washington State and Tri-Cities. I know for a fact that he was heartbroken that Seattle didn't take him. And they off-season out there in Washington State and a little bit in BC. Now, geographically, last time I checked, if they're in Alberta and he's playing for the Oil, let's just put it out there. I mean, that's a short flight over to BC, and it's a short flight down to Washington State. And, by the way, you're playing with Connor and Leon and Darnell, and you're playing for the Oilers. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would at least, if I'm Montreal, I'm investigating all those things, and if I'm a potential buyer or an interested potential buyer, maybe it's the Oil, maybe it's the Abs. I'm doing my due diligence all around. I really think that there's, depending on where his health is, I don't necessarily think that has to be an off-season trade. Like, maybe that's a trade that you can make sooner, but a lot of that clearly is subject to his health with the knee, psychologically, how he's feeling coming out of the player assistance program, any of the personal challenges that he's had, and where he lands with that. But if I'm Carey Price, and again, I can't speak for him, but if I'm Pricer, like, if I could get to Edmonton or Colorado, yeah.
Well, there's the whole
irony. No disrespect to Montreal. It's just, we know Montreal's rebuilding stuff. That's the point.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, and here's where I'm going to say, this is how crazy this is. So you were out there in Seattle. Mm-hmm. We were waiting for everything to come to fruition. And they pulled a goaltender out of Florida, by the way, represented also by Jerry Johansson.
And, yeah, true.
So just imagine if Seattle had grabbed Carey Price. Philip Grubauer stays in Colorado. And the Edmonton Oilers end up with Darcy Kuemper, because you know it came down to Edmonton or Colorado for Kuemper. And Alan Heppel, who is now a pro scout.
Yeah, know Heppel well.
Yeah, he's a pro scout for Arizona. He drafted the defenseman that came from Connor Timmins. He drafted Connor Timmins when he was with the Colorado Avalanche. Isn't that crazy? Mm-hmm. The Oilers would have ended up
it's
with
wild.
Kuemper. They would have ended up with Kuemper.
Totally. Red Deer, former Red Deer Rebel, too.
There you go.
Play for Brent there.
Hey, we're going to put you on the spot here. KDK is listening to the show. He says, yes, Bob, Florida, Tampa Bay, Dallas, Vegas, and Carolina all greatly benefit from an incorrectly instituted hard cap. Shockingly, they are markets that simply wouldn't succeed without a winning team. Nobody would care about hockey. I know. I've lived there, says KDK. He's saying the tax benefits with the no state tax in Florida and in Tampa, Dallas, Vegas, and Carolina totally benefit those markets and those teams. And conversely, you saw Brad Marchand's rip job back to the Carolina Hurricanes, which was beautiful, by the way. You're the reason we have 20% escrow. That is a factor in all of this. Does the league, look, you work for the NHL Network, I work for the Oilers Entertainment Group. Does the league need to factor in the tax benefit that those Sun Belt markets have by not having state tax? What do you think?
Yeah, it's a factor. I mean, it is a factor. But you know what? It is a factor. But I would say this. Being from Toronto, and I have zero East Coast bias because I'm up till 4 yep. whatever a.m. every night anyway. And as you know, half of our family's out in Alberta.
Yep.
I would say this to you. The Toronto Maple Leafs have every advantage. You got the most minor hockey rinks in the world, the 140-plus rinks in the GTA. You have the biggest youth hockey system in the world. You have access to all these players. They still haven't won a Stanley Cup in 67. They're well-capitalized. They make a ton of revenue. It's a huge business, MLSE. The Leafs are worth $2 billion U.S. The Raptors are worth $2.5 billion U.S. Forget all the other real estate and all the other ancillary businesses that they own. They still can't get to the Cup final. And it's since 1967. So I think every market has its benefits and its advantages as well as its challenges. Vegas being a team, to his point, that right from the outset, they're committed to excellence. Their owner told me that. He's proved that. It's one of the best places to play in the league. But every place has its own benefits. There are benefits to playing in Alberta. There's benefits to playing in Nashville. There's benefits to playing in LA or for any of the California teams. But at the end of the day, man, what it comes down to is you need the right people to do the right things together at the right time in the right way. And that's a huge benefit. That's the ultimate huge benefit that swings things.
All right, Kevin, I'll leave you with this. You want to build a department of goaltending wherever you go, and I do think that the Leafs are onto something with the amount that they spend in research and development, which crosses into analytics as well. And I think that there's progressive ways to pro-scout these days. Video is more important, and you got access to every single player, every shift they play in the NHL. Do you sit there and drive 3 hours up and down a highway and then file a report, which takes 2 hours? You still got to see some. There's a combination of doing things today, and I think Toronto's done a good job. They didn't look at last night, but they've done a good job in a lot of different areas. Hey, thanks for your time, Kevin. Great stuff, my man, okay?
Anytime. Thanks so much, man. Hopefully everybody's doing well out there. Chat soon.
That is Kevin Weeks, and he joins us every Thursday on Oilers Now, presented by our friends at Canadian Power Pack, Alberta's leader in electrical prefabrication solar. We will head off to, we're going to do one more thing here before we go to break. The Oilers Now Prospect Reports brought to you by Scott Arthur Millwork. Custom cabinetry, luxury closets, exceptional millwork. Visit scottarthurmillwork.com today. Bakersfield Condors have won 5 straight games. Philip Roberg, a goal and assist two assists on the power play last night. He's having a good go. 16 points in 22 games in the minors this year. 5 assists is, a hat trick for Adam Cracknell. Seth Griffith had 5 assists. What else you got there, my man, back at the 630 Chid Studios today, Cody Jansen?
That was all I had there. The Condors, they won 6-3. Rodriguez had 27 saves as well.
There you go. That's our Oilers Now Prospect Report for you. We'll head off to a global news weather traffic update with Eileen Bell at 1:30. At 1:35 today, the general manager of the Florida Panthers, Bill Zito. You're listening to Oilers Now.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 Chad.